It's been such an incredible honor, the whole experience. I'm really touched that, you know, that the media is covering this because, you know, it helps the growth of the sport. I mean, not only in marathoning, but the Paralympic and wheelchair racing. It's really exciting that the public finds this fascinating, and because it's what we do, it's what I do, it's what I really enjoy, it's what I love. I love being an athlete. I love wheelchair racing, and it's just been definitely been an incredible journey, and to push my body to the limits and to do what no one has been able to do before.
Now, you're training next for the Winter Games. How soon do you find out about that?
So we have qualifications in the second week of December. So we find out in January who makes the team. So right now I sort of have my foot in the door, but I still have to go through trials. So I'll find out in January, and if I make the team, then we'll go head over to Italy and to Germany for training camps. And then before I know it, we'll be at Sochi.
Is the regimen a little different as opposed to wheelchair racing? And I understand it's just a real grind, the cross-country skiing.
You know, for cross-country skiing, it definitely takes a lot of strength and endurance, which I really have from wheelchair racing. Wheelchair racing will really help cross-country skiing. So I'm not too nervous about the endurance aspect or the strength aspect. I think I'm more nervous about the technique and getting used to the altitude because all of my racing, I haven't, you know, been in high altitudes before. So that's the part that I'm really going to struggle with. And being cold, you know, I come from a hot sport and then all of a sudden going into the negative.
Well, and in the midst of all this, you're graduating next month, right?
I am graduating, so I'll go to trials for Sochi, and then I'll come back, take my finals. I'm a graduation speaker, so I'll do that and then graduate, and then I head over for more training camps and for more skiing.
My understanding is you may come back for grad school?
I think so. I mean, I'm not sure. We'll see. I really just want to, we'll definitely see. May come back for grad school. Maybe try to push, really just trying to be an athlete and push Paralympic sport and to, you know, continue to help others. So we'll see. You know, there's a lot of opportunities, and so we'll see.
And if you don't come back, what do you hope to be doing?
So my degree is in human development and concentration in child life. And that's where you work in hospitals and you're there for emotional support of the family and child. You know, the next options I'm looking at is to do internships, you know, next summer, or at the same time apply for grad school, or maybe just do the internship, see how that goes, and then really try to, you know, push as well as just being a full-time athlete and see where that can take me.
And how are you possibly juggling all this continued training and finals and thinking about what lies ahead, about trying to get to Sochi? I mean, how are you handling your schedule?
It's definitely pretty tough. It's definitely exhausting. You know, I'm tired all the time, but I absolutely love it. I think it's really important being a student, and it's also really important, you know, being an athlete. If I get an injury and I can't do sports anymore, you know, I have another fallback of my passion, that's working with children. Yeah, I think it's also important to get an educational degree. It's, you know, not a lot of elite athletes have their educational degree, because it's hard. It really is hard to manage the time of putting in 20 hours of studying and then plus practice. So my schedule is very tight. Get up, I'll train early in the morning, and then I'll head straight to class. Then I'll go to another training session, and then I'll go study. So it's really a routine every single day.